Hi, I'm Emily Tillman, and this is Did You Know Mississippi? Did you know that on March 15, 1963, the Mississippi State University basketball team made history by facing the Loyola University Ramblers in the NCAA tournament? Mississippi State won the SEC championship in 1959, 1961, and 1962. But each year, the Maroons couldn't go any further in postseason play due to the largely enforced yet unwritten Mississippi rule that prohibited state schools from playing against integrated teams. Governor Ross Barnett was adamant that MSU would not play in the regional semifinal against Loyola. A fed-up head coach Bay McCarthy and MSU president Dean Colvard vowed that the boys would play. Senator Billy Mitz convinced the judge to issue a temporary injunction to prevent the team from leaving the state. But in perhaps the best end-around in sports history, Colvard directed McCarthy to head for the Tennessee state line and stay in Memphis while he traveled to Alabama for a speaking engagement to prevent the injunction from being served. The next day, an assistant coach ferried the freshmen and some of the reserve players to a private plane as decoys, and when they saw that the coast was clear, called for the rest of the team to join them. The plane carrying the players arrived in Nashville, where McCarthy and athletic director Wade Walker had flown into from Memphis. Reunited now, the MSU traveling party flew a commercial flight to East Lansing. One of the most iconic moments in sports history was when Joe Dangold of Mississippi State and Jerry Harkness of Loyola shook hands at center court right before tip-off. The game? No riots, no fights, just good clean ball playing. The Ramblers beat the Maroons 61-51. The game should always be remembered, not just as a huge moment in sports history, but as a pivotal moment in Mississippi history itself. And that's been Did You Know Mississippi? I'm Emily Tillman.